It's 6:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado will be reimbursed for the money it spent on coronavirus protection measures since the start of the pandemic. FEMA is reimbursing at 75% of the cost for things like masks and gloves and COVID-19 testing. Governor Polis says it's not clear exactly how much Colorado will get, but that it will let the state expand testing.
The state is buying testing for our teachers. We like to expand that for restaurant workers and others. So this type of money that's now being reimbursed, we can help use to support testing to get Colorado more open safely sooner.
The state spent $181 million on COVID-19 testing last year. A large Colorado public lands bill could get approval from Congress this year, CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Democratic Senators Michael Bennett and John Hickenlooper and Representative Joe Neguse have reintroduced the CORE Act, a public lands bill that would increase protections on more than 400,000 acres of land across the western half of the state. With Democrats controlling both chambers, the bill stands a much better chance of passage. Hickenlooper, who sits on the Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee, says he's been talking to his colleagues there about the bipartisan support the bill has on the local level.
When I've been saying that to Republicans and Democrats here, I've got initially positive responses.
Locals who have been working on the CORE Act for over a decade are optimistic about its chances. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Congressman Doug Lamborn is asking the Government Accountability Office to look into the process behind the decision to locate the U.S. Space Command in Alabama. Lamborn sent a letter asking whether all the proposed sites, including Colorado's Peterson Air Force Base, were held to the same standards in the decision. Huntsville, Alabama, was named the permanent home of the new military branch in the final days of the previous presidential administration, prompting swift bipartisan backlash in Colorado. Lamborn is a Republican. Two Democratic representatives have asked the Pentagon's Inspector General to look into it. The Colorado Tourism Office wants to better educate visitors to the state on preventing the spread of coronavirus. A new campaign features high-profile locals explaining how to social distance, wear masks, and follow other COVID-19 protocols. One video features Ben Higgins, a contestant from The Bachelor.
That's how you do Colorado right.
In 2019, visitors spent more than $24 billion. This is CPR News.